to take a couple of deep breaths. On this beautiful, sunny morning on the cusp of the spring equinox. As our days have been lengthening, we approach that time in which the day and the dark are equally balanced. It's a good time to remember the importance of the balance. And as we breathe, we add the intention for sovereignty. No, we add the intention for centered. We center and become more fully present first, releasing from our mind all thoughts, worries, anxieties, not connected to this moment. Releasing anything that come before this moment or anything after this moment. And allowing our mind to settle fully in this moment. And then we can notice if even in this moment we carry anxiety or worry. And if we do, we can invite ourselves to release those after noticing them without judgment. Knowing that in this moment, we are exactly where we need to be. We have all that we need. And we are supported in everything we need to do. So there is no need for mental worry or wondering, or controlling. We can allow our mind to move to open emptiness, observing without judgment or attachment. And the first thing we observe is where our center of gravity is. Reminding ourselves that the weeble that wobbles is steady and rights itself because its center of gravity is in the right place. And for us to right ourselves, it's helpful for our center of gravity to be as close to our core as possible. So notice where your center of gravity is, and then invite it to move to that space as close to your core, that space by your navel, as is possible. And this supports our mind in being more present. Observing without judgment. Neither leaning too far forward or back or to the side. A gentle presence in this moment. More fully centered and present, we add the intention for sovereignty, honoring that our energy bodies can become cluttered with projections, expectations, free-floating energies and anxieties from the world around us. And when our energy bodies are full of all this static and gray, it's hard for us to live the life we are called to be. So we set the intention for sovereignty, to release from our energy bodies anything that does not belong to us, and to help us with that, we call on the gifts and medicines of the six directions, setting our intention to receive their gifts and their medicines in a way that boosts and energizes our field, making it more resilient and less likely to hold heavy, gray, or dense energies. So beginning with the east, we look towards the east with an open, grateful heart. We say, please, please come. Arise and pour forth in me your medicine. Looking to the south, again, with an open and grateful heart, we say, please, please come. Arise and pour forth in me your medicine. Looking to the west with an open and grateful heart, we say, please, please come. Arise and pour forth in me your medicine. looking to the north with an open and grateful heart, we say, please, please come. Arise and pour forth in me your medicine. Looking below to Mother Earth, Pachamama, with an open and grateful heart, we say, please, please come. Arise and pour forth in me your medicine. Looking above to Father Sky, Father Sun, Inti Taitai, we say, with an open and grateful heart, please, please come. Shine down and pour forth in me your medicine. Centered and present, we allow ourselves to notice our energy field, boosted, strengthened, repowered by the energies of these six directions. And we state our intention for sovereignty, allowing only those in that which support our highest good to remain with us. All others we release back to their rightful owners or to the light for transmutation. Having cleared our mind, invited our center of gravity to the core, and released from our energy bodies all that does not belong to us, supported by the six directions, we add our intention to be grounded, fully present, fully embodied in this moment, in this place we call life on Earth. Honoring that Mother Earth is a powerful, powerful energy of grounding. We allow ourselves to drop roots from the base of our feet and the bottom of our tailbone, deep into Mother Earth, moving gently yet firmly, moving past the terra firma, the rock, the water table, the molten volcanic layers, until we reach the center, the core of Mother Earth, with these gentle yet strong energy tendrils, these roots that allow us to connect deeply, ground fully into the core of the earth, connecting our physical body with the endless energy of the Pachamama, the energy of manifestation, creation. That which emerges from the unknown, the darkness. Like plants from seeds in the spring. We drink deeply of this energy, drawing it up through our roots. Through the volcanic molten layers, the water table, the rock, the terra firma, up into our physical bodies at the base of our feet and the base of our spine, drawing that up through our lower torso, the first chakra at our hips, the second chakra at our navel, the third at the base of our rib cage, until we reach our fourth chakra, our heart space, and we allow our heart space to be filled, overflowing with this energy of creativity and manifestation, while remaining aware that these deep roots, these energy tendrils, are connected to the center of the earth, serving as a continuous flow of this energy of manifestation into our body and our heart. And now, having cleared our mind and become fully centered and present, and cleared our energy body of all that does not belong to us, and grounded deeply and fully into this life here, we have prepared a landing place, a holding space, a container for our true self. And so we allow ourselves to shift our attention from our heart space up through our fifth chakra at our throat and our sixth chakra in our forehead, out the top of our physical body at the seventh chakra, and the top of our energy body at the eighth, up into the weather and the sky and the cosmos above us, until we reach that source of infinite light and love and radiance, known by many names. From where our true self comes, our unique slice of that radiance. And we allow ourselves to see that true self fully and clearly, unencumbered by anything and just to see ourselves as that true brilliance, that slice of the divine that we are. We draw that tenderly yet firmly towards us, holding the intention to manifest that true self in this world, So we drop through the cosmos and the sky and the weather, heading for our eighth chakra at the top of our energy field, and our seventh at the top of our physical body, settling more deeply into our body through the sixth and the fifth chakra, until this true self, our slice of the radiance, reaches our heart space, this container, this centered, sovereign, grounded container that we have created. Our inner sacred altar, so to speak. And we allow our slice of radiance, our true self, to mingle and mold and mend and dance with that energy of manifestation, creating in our heart space the unique signature that is us in the world, that is you in the world. And now we take a moment with an open heart to send, to radiate your true self into the world. And maybe that's just a general radiating. Or maybe there's a particular place that you feel called to send your light, your love today. Without expectation or hope, simply sending light and love from your heart, like a ray of sun, allowing that light and love to land wherever you send it, to be used in whatever way supports the highest and truest good of that person, place, or situation. Radiant love has no expectation. It's merely a resource for others to use to become their best and truest self. Whatever that might be, whether that fits with our image or not. We send our love freely, while remaining connected through our energy tendrils and roots to that constant source of the energy of manifestation. And knowing our slice of the divine remains connected to the universal source of divine. Such that our heart serves essentially as a landing pad, as a vessel. To distribute manifestation and radiant love into the world. And this distribution of radiant love is more possible when we are centered, sovereign, grounded, and aligned. And so it is.